I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, can teenagers do more with their lives? Two brothers say it's time for their generation to take it up a notch. They'll tell us why in a few minutes, and we'll have our weekly visit to the barbershop. But first, our weekly political chat. While much attention is still focused on the Democrats' ongoing primary battle, presumptive Republican presidential nominee John McCain has also been on the stump, in some cases introducing himself to groups of voters to whom he paid little attention during the primary season. In the past few weeks, he's toured the hurricane-ravaged Gulf Coast, key sites from the civil rights movement, and sat down with Essence magazine for his first one-on-one with an African-American-oriented media outlet. Here to talk about the Republican Party's outreach to voters of color is Tasha Robertson. She is news editor at Essence magazine, and she interviewed Senator McCain for the publication. Also joining us is Louise Clemens, executive producer of the Hispanic Information and Telecommunications Network political program, Destination Casablanca. Welcome to you both. I should say welcome back to you both.
Pleasure to be here.
Happy to be here.
Tasha, during the primary season, Essence did major takeouts on Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, and Barack Obama, and Michelle Obama. Now, I asked your editor-in-chief, Angela Burt-Murray, who also visits with us from time to time, why no Republicans had been featured, and she said none had accepted the invitation. So this interview strikes us as a bit of a coup. How did it come about?
Well, a lot. We worked hard on it. We really, really worked hard on it. We called McCain's people, I guess, about 10 to 12 times. And asked that he speak with us. And then we got a call a few weeks ago, and they said, you know, he'll be in New York. Let's talk.
Let's compare notes about what stood out in the interview. What were the headlines for you?
I mean, there were so many. First of all, just putting those questions in front of him, I think, was a good thing. But what he really focused on was Obama. I mean, I asked a lot of questions about African Americans, but what really stood out to me is that he said, you know what, Obama's not ready. And another thing that really stood out to me is when I asked him, you know, you're here, but do you really want our votes? And he said, you know, I may not get all the African American votes, but, you know, if I become president, I'm going to be president for everyone.
You know what stood out for me?
What?
The fact that he volunteered the information that he would be attending the NAACP convention. I thought that was rather pointed since, as we know, President Bush did not attend the convention for the whole of his presidency until just this year.
Absolutely.
So I thought that was interesting that he went out of his way to make that point. Luis, what's been the outreach to the Latino community by the McCain campaign?
Well, it dates back to the Republican primary race, and it dates back to Florida. That's really where it got started. He ran a Spanish language ad campaign. Since then, on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, just recently, he launched a Spanish language website. There's a Hispanic media infrastructure. There's quite a bit there.
How do you contrast that, Luis, with efforts made by the two remaining Democrats in the race, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama? Do you think is it comparable to the efforts that they're making? Is it superior to the efforts that they're making?
No, clearly in that case, Hillary Clinton's Hispanic voter outreach efforts lead the pack by a long mile. That's been the case for a long time. And then at this point, right now in the race, I would say McCain is making more of an effort to reach out to Hispanic voters than is Senator Obama.
Well, give an example of that. Like, how do you mean? Is it in having Spanish language media? Or give me an example.
Well, for instance, during the Texas primary, Senator Obama's campaign made a whole bunch of efforts at outreach, advertising, grassroots efforts, you name it, the whole kit and caboodle. And as soon as that was done, that's it. And now it's jumped to Puerto Rico, where there are efforts in Puerto Rico, but there are no longer any sort of nationwide efforts. And that's the contrast with the McCain campaign.
Now, it has to be said that Obama's narrowing has narrowed. The last Gallup poll showed that he had improved his standing somewhat with Latino voters relative to Senator Clinton, who had a large lead in the national polls. What do you think that means, Luis?
I think that means a lot of people are recognizing that Senator Obama is very likely the Democratic nominee.
But you still feel that he's got work to do to compete with McCain. Do you think that McCain can contend successfully for the Latino vote?
Not for a majority. Mm-hmm. No. Even George Bush in 2004 managed to score 40% of the Latino vote. There's no way McCain will be able to secure a majority. That will be safely in the hands of whoever is the Democratic nominee. That said, if John McCain manages to get 40% of the Latino vote, that presents a very complicated scenario in the general election for the Democrats.
So he's not aiming for a majority. He's aiming to cut into the lead.
Well, in effect, although he says, he said in the Univision debate back in December that he intends to get a majority support of Hispanics in America for Republicans, but that's a pipe dream.
Natasha, similar question to you. As you mentioned, John McCain pretty much conceded in your interview he's not going to get a majority of the African-American vote. And frankly, 90% of African-Americans are Democrats. Among all groups, in terms of people who are willing to identify as Republicans, that number is declining for all the reasons that I'm sure we all know. Now, 90% of African-Americans are Democrats, and 90% of them are for Obama.
Right.
So that which has, you know, the African-American vote has significantly consolidated behind Obama over the course of this campaign. So what do you think this is about? I mean, why do you think, you mentioned in your piece, and we've mentioned the outreach efforts that he's been making lately. What do you think it's about?
Well, I don't want to say there's like a huge outreach effort, but, you know, he did talk to us. And like you said, he did go to Selma. But, you know, I wonder, I mean, who knows who's going to be the nominee? We all say Obama, but, you know, maybe he's looking forward to say, you know, this might be a tight race and I'm going to need at least, you know, 17% of the black vote. Who knows if he's going to get that? But I think part of it is he doesn't know what's going to happen in the fall, and he's focusing on hoping that he will get, you know, a percentage of the African-American vote to help him win the presidency.
And some people think it's also aimed at the Congress, that they're worried about a blowout. And what do you think? You think that's also true?
It could be. No, but I really think it's really, he doesn't know what's going to happen, you know, this fall. And I think he really needs, he might need that a small percentage of the African-American vote to take him over. I really think that's the reason.
Do you think that there's any way he can successfully contend for that? Do you see any sign for that with your readers? Who, I know you have a very active website, a lot of dialogue back and forth with your readers.
There's been a lot of dialogue. You know, I don't know. I think if Hillary wins the nomination, maybe. If Obama wins the nomination, I think it would be extremely hard.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm speaking with Tasha Robertson of Essence Magazine and Louise Clemens of the Hispanic Information and Telecommunications Network. I wanted to ask each of you, have you seen any a significant difference in the way McCain has reached out to African-Americans and Latinos? Do you see a difference in the way he's related to each of these groups? Louise? No. Tasha?
Well, you know, this is so new. You know, he really hasn't reached out to African Americans. This has really been something so new. And I think he hasn't figured it out yet. I mean, I think it was great. And he was very gracious, you know, when he talked to us, and he really wanted to do it. But I'm not sure if he's worked as hard as he has with the Latino vote. But again, this is new for him. So, you know, he's trying to reach out. It seems like he's doing his best, but he's still, you know, he still has some work to do to polish up, you know, his conversation with African Americans.
Well, it has to be said that Arizona has a far larger Latino population than it does African American population. But then again, you know, you could make the argument Luis made about Illinois has a significant Latino population as well as black population. And a lot of Latinos think that he could, as you said, polish up his act. And that's good. Luis, have you seen a difference between the way McCain relates
really
to blacks and Latinos?
I think it's insane that it should take 10, 12 calls from Essence Magazine with 8 million readers to score an interview with the Republican nominee. With any presidential nominee. And it's not been, on the Republican side, there's a dedicated Hispanic media outreach party at the national level, at several state levels. You're right to mention the number of Hispanics in Arizona. He scored 70% of Latino voter support in his last reelection campaign. There's practice there. There's infrastructure. There's buildup. It's on the other side, as far as the African-American voter outreach go, much more tentative.
And finally, you know, when you campaign in New York, it's been said you have to hit the three I's, Ireland, Israel, and Italy. Are there three I's in reaching out to African-American voters, Tasha? And Luis, the same question to you.
You want to go?
The NAACP, the Urban League, I don't know.
I think you just have to reach out to African-Americans. Everybody goes to the church, and I don't always think that's the reason. But I think go to the radio stations, go to the media, you know, just go to the people. I don't really think there's, you know, any specific outlets.
Okay. Luis, final question.
Quickly. I think Cuba on the Republican side, and I think we've seen that just this week in terms of Senator John McCain's visit to Florida on Cuban Independence Day. I think Florida is very important, and within that, the Cuban-American Republican vote can be decisive.
All right. Luis Clemens is executive producer of Hispanic Information and Telecommunication Network's Destination Casablanca 2008. He joined us by phone from his home in Mexico City. Tasha Robertson is news editor for Essence Magazine. She joined us from our New York studios. You can read her interview with John McCain online at essence.com. We'll also have a link on our website. I thank you both. And will you come back and keep us posted?
Absolutely.
Very much so.
Thank you both.
Thank you. Bye-bye.